Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which comes to you every week from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is soon-to-be UVA graduate Mitchell Frank, the captain of the men's tennis team. Mitchell, welcome.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for having me on here.
Final exams officially in tomorrow, which is Friday, but I know a lot of students got done earlier. Are you finished?
I just finished this morning, actually. So it feels, haven't officially sent in the paper, so I'm hanging on to being a UVA student a little bit longer, but in a couple hours I'll be a graduate. So,
your last 2 years at Annandale High School, you mostly took online classes, right?
Yes.
What was the transition like when you came to school here and returned to the classroom full time?
Yeah, it was. I remember my first semester. I was joking with a friend about how it was tough to honestly focus for that long, because when you're doing online school, you're on a computer, and so like as a super ADD, you know, 16 to 18 year old, you know, you're constantly like, oh, I'm going to check Facebook, or right, I'm going to watch a YouTube video, or I'm going to do this, and taking breaks. And I remember that the first month or so of classes, I was getting exhausted just from sitting in a classroom and having to like focus and take notes for so long. But it was definitely a tough transition at first, just like getting used to the intensity of work that comes with being in college, because even though the program I was able to do it through my county, which was nice, and, right, and they had maybe higher standards than a lot of other programs, it still didn't have quite the workload or the intensity that I was going to take on here. So it definitely was a tough transition, but once I got the hang of it, I felt like that I was able to kind of assimilate in with the rest of the students pretty well. So,
you chose a challenging major here, foreign affairs. What interested you about that area of study?
Yeah, it's definitely not an easy major, and I liked it just because I traveled a lot, and I'd always my dad's actually a World War II historian, so we would talk a lot about the politics that came with different countries, and just having kind of that background of being to different places, you know, seeing countries that are like in poverty or countries that are, you know, excelling or whatnot, and just kind of gain the different cultures. I figured that it was kind of the right choice for me as far as kind of combining my experiences with what I wanted to learn in college. And I feel like that the professors there and everyone else in the class has made it a super rewarding major for me. I feel like I've learned a lot, and definitely I've had a great experience with it.
Apart from your tennis experience, what are you going to miss about college life and UVA in general?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing I'm going to miss is just having my friends and having everyone around me right here, you know, every single day. You know, let's say I have a break for lunch or something, you know, I just go, hey, do you want to go get lunch to one of my friends, or you know, or I send it to the team or whatnot. It's just spending the time with those people is just something that's very special. I think what makes college so unique, especially a place like this with everyone having so many different talents, that you get to meet some really interesting people and kind of being able to develop those connections and you know, becoming good friends with you know, a wide array of people is really rewarding. And so I think that, you know, just, you know, next year as I kind of transition forward, I feel like that I'm not gonna have those kind of opportunities to spend that time. Everyone's gonna be a little spread out, but I still look forward to keeping in touch with them. So,
your fourth and final NCAA team tournament starts Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock against St. John's at the Snyder Tennis Center, which is next to Mem Gym. You sat out the final match of the ACC tournament last month after having back spasms. How are you feeling heading into NCAAs?
Yeah, definitely feeling a lot better. The spasms have pretty much completely subsided, so that's been you know, great for me. You know, hopefully I can contribute this weekend. I'm not sure what coach's plans are for me, but I've been out there practicing and been feeling pretty good. So been spending a lot of time just taking care of my body, and you know, I'm looking forward to getting back out there and competing. It was definitely you know, disappointing for me to have to sit out the ACC final, but that's just a part of the game, and I know that these last couple of weeks I've worked really hard to try to get myself into the best you know place possible for my body, especially, and then obviously my mind too. So I feel like that even though I haven't been able to practice as much as I would have liked, with a combination of the injury and then also exams and stuff, I feel like that I've been able to kind of refresh my body and mind as I kind of trek towards the NCAAs for a fourth time. So
UVA is seeded number 3 in the 64-team NCAA tournament. For the team seeded that high, the opening weekend of the tournament often produces one-sided results. In your first 3 years, how much carryover was there from the first weekend to the Sweet 16? Is it important for the team to play crisp, efficient tennis this first weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the biggest thing that this weekend tells you about the team is their ability to focus and their ability to go match by match. So, the teams that I feel like, just watching all of college tennis, not just our teams, are the teams that have great like attention to detail and are really focused these first couple of rounds, realizing that, hey, if we don't win this match, then we don't get another match. So, one of my coaches back home used to always say that, to win anything, you have to win one match. Right. And then if you're lucky enough, you get a second match. And then if you're lucky enough, you get a third match. But you can't worry about that next match until you take care of the first one. So so for me and the rest of the guys, I know we're focused solely on St. John's. They're the Big East champions. They come in with some confidence. So, it's going to be a good test tomorrow, and we have to come out and perform and hopefully start to build some momentum going forward. So,
you've won the ITA All-American singles title twice, the National Indoor Singles title once. You've been named All-ACC 4 times. As a sophomore, you won an unbelievably dramatic singles match to clinch UVA's first team title. You've been part of 4 ACC championship teams. You've also been the ACC Scholar Athlete of the Year for men's tennis. Is it safe to assume you'll look back and remember your college career fondly?
I think I'll definitely look back and be very appreciative of the opportunity because, I've had a great time here. And more importantly than everything that I've, accomplished is just, being able to spend time in such a great program and spend time around such great guys. I mean, every single person who's passed through this program has definitely had an influence on me, an influence on my life. So, I'm really grateful for that. The accomplishments, they're nice. But I definitely think that, there are things that are bigger, and that's something I've learned here is that, winning All-Americans or indoors or whatnot, they're big tournaments. But at the end of the day, a lot of times people will remember you more for the kind of person you are or how you treated them or whatnot. So I feel like that that's a bigger legacy that I've really enjoyed trying to leave. So
UVA men's tennis is in the midst of one of the most remarkable streaks in the history of college sports. Virginia's won 139 consecutive matches against ACC opponents. You've played in many of those matches. Do the players realize the magnitude of the accomplishment, or is it something you guys try not to think about?
I think that one thing that happens when you develop such a level of consistency is that people start to take it for granted. So I know that some of our guys would joke about how like when they're announcing that we've won an ACC championship, it just seems like everyone's like, oh, they won it again, like no big deal. But I think that one thing kind of finishing up my career and looking back on it is seeing how tough it is to accomplish something like that, just watching other sports and whatnot. The ACC is incredibly tough in tennis, and this year it's probably the best conference in America. So, for us to go undefeated, every single year and in my time, and then also obviously since 2006, it really speaks volumes to the program that Coach Bolin has built here. And I think that the guys sometimes take it for granted, but there have been many close calls throughout my time where it came down to a match or a point here or there, and we've been fortunate enough to squeak it out. But I think that having pride and feeling good about, you know, what you have accomplished is something that's important for me personally and for the team. You know, if we don't appreciate the fact that we won an ACC championship, it has no value. So I think that's certainly a great honor to be on a team like that.
You're the only senior on this team. You're the team captain. How important is having that role to you, and how do you describe your leadership style?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, for me, I think growing up and just throughout my career, I've been a lot of times just a leader by example. I've kind of been the first guy in, last guy to leave type person. And this year, I've had to step up and be a little bit more vocal. I think overall, I've done a decent job of you know, kind of staying on the guys, making sure that that I'm able to provide support and kind of help them out when needed, and also provide like a connection between the players and coaches. Should a player have an issue or feel that something needs to be altered, I can kind of speak for them. And it's definitely something that I just don't take lightly, because, you know, I feel like that, you know, there's a great correlation between, great leaders and great tennis players. So I feel like that the better leader I can become, the better tennis player I'm going to become as well, and therefore the more I'm going to be able to help the team. So I think that it's definitely something that I've embraced and really enjoyed. So.
You mentioned your work ethic, and that is your has become your trademark here. What's the source of that? Did you get that from your parents? Have you always been a grinder?
Yeah, my parents definitely instilled the kind of the ideal of hard work in me from an early age. And the biggest thing for me is I've always just really enjoyed tennis, and I've always done things that I've really liked. So I feel like that it never seems like work to me. It always just seems like going out and doing something I love. And that's the great part for me, is that, you know, I can spend, you know, 8 hours on a tennis court, or 8 hours or 10 hours or whatever it may be, doing something related to tennis, and I haven't really gotten burnt out. So that just you know, goes back to kind of you know, the reasons why we play the game, and I think that it's something that's really helped me, just adding on to the lessons that my parents taught me and my coaches taught me growing up, that, you know, we don't really have control over how much talent we have, but we do have control over how hard we work.
When I talked to you, when we talked last month for an article I wrote about you, you said you enjoy making your opponents uncomfortable on the court. And you know that a lot of them don't like the pain that's associated with that. Has that always been your mentality, you know, on the court, or did you develop that at some point along the way?
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I think I was definitely a little bit definitely not as tough as maybe I am now. And the thing I like to do is, you know, I like to think of everything I'm doing as, you know, kind of being adding up to giving me the you know, the privilege to be able to compete and do my best out there. So you know, the more pain that I kind of endure during my training, the more it kind of makes me, although it sounds kind of maybe bad, but the more I want to, you know, kind of put that pain on the opponent, you know, and see if they've done the work that I have. So so I think that yeah, I mean, growing up you know, growing up at my training centers, it was definitely a lot of hard work. It was a lot of intense training, very few water breaks. You know, we used to do this drill where we'd where, you know, you would practice for as long as you could until you hit like five balls in the net. So your practice might be done in 10 minutes or like 2.5 hours or whatnot. So I think that just kind of developing that mentality early has been beneficial for me later on. So
it's clear, if you watch our men's basketball team, that some opponents at least dread the idea of going against the pack line defense, knowing they're going to have to work so hard. You sense that on the court sometimes. People are like, oh, I got to play Mitchell Frank. This is not going to be fun. Even if I win, it's not going to be fun.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, there are definitely people who don't like playing me. A lot of times it gives me an advantage, especially in college tennis. You know, you kind of have that reputation, and it kind of gives you a head start, so to speak. So I definitely try to start out matches well, try to show them from the beginning what it's going to take to win. And if I can set that tone, then I feel good about my, you know, chances of making them feel miserable out there, because, you know, cause it kind of tells them that it's going to be a long day. And, yeah, it's something that I've always kind of, tried to do and a big part of my game. So, you know, the longer the match goes, you know, generally the better it is for me. So,
you and Colin Altamirano have had a lot of success as a doubles team this season. How have you evolved as a doubles player during your time here? Did you play a lot before you got to Virginia?
Yeah, I mean, I tried to play a lot. I don't know how good I was, but yeah, I mean, I had, you know, did okay, definitely. You know, made finals of Kalamazoo, which is obviously a, you know, the national championships, which is obviously a great honor there. And but my doubles has gone off the charts here. You know, even from my first year, I mean, I could feel the improvement immediately. And you know, I think each year has been different, playing with like different partners. So when I was playing with Damajan, you know, obviously he's a big basher, so you know, I can kind of get up there close and just kind of look to finish points or whatnot. And and then, you know, with Colin, we're gonna more grind some points out and play some longer points and try to make the guy work. So it comes with a different mentality. So I think that definitely, you know, just understanding the game of doubles, understanding where to hit or where the right shot is, it has been a big benefit of my development here.
As the number three seed, Virginia obviously goes into the NCAA tournament as a legitimate championship contender. You've won one team title as a senior. What would it mean for you to leave with another one?
Yeah, it would obviously mean a lot. You know, I definitely really, really cherish that one. Obviously, it was a very special one for UVA as a whole, for the program, for myself, for, you know, everyone. It was just great. And, yeah, it would mean the world to me to try to go out on top. But you know, as I've told the guys throughout, you know, I being the only senior, you know, I don't really, you know, we don't have control over whether we win or lose. But, you know, I will just appreciate if these guys give everything that they have for me and, you know, each other for the rest of the season and just put it all out there. And, you know, hey, if we come up short, we come up short, but we came up short putting it all out there. So, obviously it'd be a great feeling, but, you know, we have a lot of work to do and you know, but at the same time, I have confidence that the guys are going to go out there, do their best, and that's all you can ask for. So,
two of the team's three losses this season were to Baylor, which is the number two seed in the NCAA tournament. The other one was to Oklahoma, which is the number one seed. When you look back now, were there positives that came out of those losses, even though I know you would have preferred to have won?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that we have to be almost thankful for to Baylor and Oklahoma for giving us the challenge during the regular season and giving us inspiration and motivation to kind of work towards the end of the season. So I think that they really showed us some weaknesses that we need to improve on and areas that that needed to become stronger. And, you know, and different guys learn different things from it. But I think that those were the three best losses that I've probably ever had in my life. So as far as, you know, kind of motivating us to kind of push it, take it a step forward and just really trying to, you know, become a better team, become better players and kind of preparing us for the NCAA. So I think it was great for us, honestly. And obviously you want to win, but, you know, if you're going to lose, you might as well learn from it. So,
the NCAA individual tournaments conclude May 25th in Waco, Texas. Win or lose, you're going to get right back out on the court, aren't you, and begin your professional career. What will your first summer, what's the schedule look like your first summer as a pro?
My schedule has yet to be determined because I've been very I've been instructed from some of my, you know, some of the coaches here and back home that my main goal needs to be on the team, on, you know, and then as soon as that's done, on the individual championships.
Right.
So it will consist of some futures challengers and whatnot. I'm not sure yet, but as I said, you know, my main focus is completely on the team championship right now, and it will be until the last ball is struck, and then it'll be on the individual championship. So I'm just trying to take it day by day, and you know, I'm really excited to start off tomorrow against St. John's. So.
Well, I guess this is the home stretch for you, and it officially starts tomorrow, Friday. Hopefully, you'll still be playing on May 25th.
Yes.
Best of luck in NCAAs and in your pro career. I've enjoyed covering you.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
There's a ton going on in town this weekend with NCAA men's tennis, NCAA women's tennis, NCAA women's lacrosse, NCAA men's lacrosse, UVA track and field, and UVA baseball. So be sure to check virginiasports.com for schedules and information on those events. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.